Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this amazing podcast as coming to you live from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Welcome again to this podcast. Our today's topic is tips on to make your relationship last, okay? To make your relationship last, okay? So, you know, keeping your primary relationship healthy, positive, supportive, and together, it is not an easy stuff for couples, you know, but can be always done if you follow various steps, okay? Steps if you really wanna make your relationship successful. We have a couple of tips here that may help you to last longer in your relationship. I've analyzed maybe four tips, okay? I'll just analyze them faster. So here, number one is you have to practice forgiveness, okay? This is both, it involves both a boyfriend and a girlfriend, you know? Sometimes in our relationship we quarrel a lot, we fight a lot, because everyone wants to see his or her partner is doing better or is becoming a better person, a better version of themselves, okay? So when you see your partner fighting for you, okay, and maybe you quarrel with your partner just for because of maybe he cheated on you or she cheated on you, so you have to ask for forgiveness, because when you ask for forgiveness for someone from your partner, it helps them to calm down and to accept the matter that maybe you just it may be it was just by mistake, it happened okay, it happened out of nowhere maybe. So when you ask for forgiveness, it is easier for your partner to forgive you and to make to keep moving on your relationship, and you at the end you'll become a better version of yourself, and through that you and your partner will get much connected, because it's easier for you to say sorry, babe. You know, it was a bad idea. It was a bad actor. Maybe I cheated on you. Maybe I'm sorry, babe. You know, it happened out of nowhere. Maybe, so I'm sorry. It won't happen again. So it's very important to ask for forgiveness whenever you go wrong in your partner. So number two here, you have to develop rituals. Rituals, I can say it's like daily routine. You know, it involves maybe something like greeting styles, okay, the way of you celebrate your birthdays, your anniversaries. You can take your partner to a date, to a night date, okay, to a date night maybe. So by developing rituals, it's easier for you guys to get connected, and when you get connected, it's not easy for you guys to be apart, okay? You will always find a way to get back together, because you have your own style of your relationship, okay? So here is it's very important, you have to develop your rituals. It's very important for you as a couple. Another one here, you have to listen actively, okay? So this is that is jumping in and interrupting when your partner is trying to tell you something when he or she is frustrated. So when your partner is frustrated or is complaining about something, you as a man or as a woman, you have to active listen to your partner when he talks or she talks to you. So you have to listen actively. So by doing so, it helps her also her to calm down, or it also make him to calm down and to solve the matters, okay? And the last one here I just wanted to share with you today, it's be honest, okay? Here it involves secrets and lies weakening the foundation of any relationship. So when you're in a relationship, lies are not the best. Keeping secret, you know, or lying to your partner, it's not advisable, because it can help you guys to end up your relationship. So here it's all about secret and lying. Lies weakening the foundation of any relationship. Ignoring problems, another form of keeping secret, does not make them go away. So when you are in a relationship, you have to be honest. If you have any secret you have to share with your partner, don't tell lie to your partner, okay? It's not advisable. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking your time and listen to this podcast. So I would love to wish you guys a very good night. God bless you all, and don't forget to share my podcast with your friends. It means a lot to me. Okay, thank you so much. Until next time, bye bye.